Blog Talk Radio.
An All-Access Football Exclusive.
Welcome to All-Access Football. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. We have the supplemental draft for 2011 that's going to take place Wednesday, August 17th. And one of the players who are eligible for this year's supplemental class is Keenan Mace. He's formerly of Lindenwood University. He played in the IFL for the Allen Wranglers. He was also signed by the Dallas Cowboys, but due to all the conflicting things with his eligibility, he is now in the supplemental draft. Keenan, welcome to the show. Take the fans listening through this process, because I told you, I got a lot of text messages and emails. They thought you were a Cowboy, or they thought you were in the supplemental draft. So welcome again to the show, but take the people out there listening what this last few months have been like for you.
Okay, well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. The last few months in this process, the way everything has been going, just for me alone, it's just kind of been a mystery due to the lockout and everything that's been going on. But, just to speed everything up, back in the process of being signed, I was signed by the Cowboys as soon as the lockout was over with. And, I started camp. I flew out to camp the next day. And, it's just pretty much I practiced. I did my conditioning test. I passed my physical. I practiced for 3 or 4 days. But what it came down to was I had college eligibility left. I was 4 years out of high school, and me and my agent, we were thinking that it was only, all you had to do was be 3 years out of high school to be eligible for the NFL. So we didn't know we had to put any special paperwork in or anything like that. And, it comes down to it, and the guy explained it from the Players Association, and, it kind of makes sense to me, but, it's just a process. I never got angry in the process, and, just kept my head high, and I'm glad to be in the supplemental draft and to be able to play football again. But once again, it all came down to just me having another year left of college eligibility and not having the proper paperwork put in at the right time. So.
And Keenan, I'm interested. When that happened, you're at camp. You got done practicing. How did the Cowboys approach you? Did you think you were getting cut? Because I know, they walk you to the room, they ask you for the playbook. How did that come about? How were you informed that this was going on?
Oh, I was right in the middle of practice. I was actually on the sideline at the time, and one of the guys, from the front office came up, and he talked to me and was like, there's something going on with the NFL, and, you can continue to practice until we figure it out, until they give me word. But he came up and he kind of let me know what was going on, and I kind of quite didn't understand it. I didn't ever feel like I was going to get cut, but because he kind of came to me and explained something that was going on. He let me know it had to do with the NFL front office. So he ended up coming back probably like 10 minutes later and told me that I wasn't able to practice. Pretty much that I had to, grab my stuff, and I had to be out. It was
nice.
At first, it was just kind of felt let down, I made it this far, but then, I started thinking of all the positives that could come out of everything and just try to keep my head up.
Yeah, like you said, one door closes, another one opens. Once again, Keenan Mace here on the NFL Draft Level Player Spotlight Show. He's kind enough to take some time 2 days away from the supplemental draft. You played in the IFL. How much different is that for you just compared to the regular style of, regular football? Is there a difference from what your position is, or is there a lot of change there?
To be honest, the IFL is a little different from the AFL. See, the AFL is played a little differently, and the IFL has outdoor rules, so we can almost kind of play like it's an outdoor game inside. The only difference is I went from playing interior lineman in college to playing the end in the IFL. And, my strong suit is interior. That's all the way. I like to get physical and everything like that. So, it was a learning experience. It was something different. I took a lot from it. I grew as a player, and I grew as a young man playing in the IFL. I had a lot of older guys and a lot of guys with more experience than me in that. And they also, they coached me up. And, I took everything I could in. I bettered myself as a player from it. Overall, I would say that it wasn't too different from outdoor football, just minus the smaller field.
That's great.
What did you say?
No, you're good. I'm just listening.
But no, it just, I mean, overall, it's pretty much almost the same. Just a smaller field, and there's less players on the field at the time. But, I mean, it's pretty much the same responsibilities and everything like that.
Nice. And for you, I mean, all the guys that come on the show, I always ask this question. I mean, if we put you in an NFL uniform right now, who are you going to remind us the most with your style of play?
The style of play reminds me the most of. I mean, I've heard that I almost play like Sue does. I mean, I'm real aggressive in nature. I just like to, you know, I just like to beat the person across from me. I'm quick off the ball. But I mean, just overall, I mean, I think minus the, you know, just the aggressiveness and everything, I just kind of got my own style of play. I feel, you know what I mean? I change it up every now and then, and you know, I just like to keep the person from me across from me guessing. I mean, but just overall, I would say I would be more of a Ndamukong Suh than a 3-tech.
Nice. And I saw your bio for the Wranglers when you played with the Allen Wranglers. I always like when younger guys, you know, it says, you know, the guy with Lawrence Taylor, the guy, you know, one of your favorite players, you know,
yes,
all-time favorite. And I'm curious because, I mean, I just know the age difference between, you know, when he played and, you know, your age now. I mean, so obviously you're kind of an avid, you know, a historian, if you will, of the game. I mean, because you probably had to go walk back and watch some NFL films or whatnot to watch
him
play live.
Yes, sir. I did.
And you just love the way LT get after, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I mean, actually, in high school, I played linebacker, so I looked up to LT, and, you know, I used to watch a lot of his film to kind of, you know, try to act the way he did on the field. I try to, you know, just redo everything that he did. I try to play like him. I try to play hard and fast. I try to come down and hit you hard as I can. And, I mean, that's what I really liked about him. He was like a warrior of the game. So, that's what I respected about him. And, I really liked that. It really made me love football, just watching him play and watching him come down and hit and just watching how much he loved the game and how excited he was to play the game.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. Once again, Keenan Mace, the Allen Wranglers, IFL, he's the Dallas Cowboys. And, obviously, if you're listening to the show, you know how he ended up being where he's at. Supplemental draft this Wednesday. Obviously, the Cowboys are interested in you. Have you had any contact with other teams, and how many teams out there are showing interest in you?
I mean, just over the last couple of days, I mean, to be honest, I've probably almost talked to every NFL team out there. I mean, I've got calls from New Orleans, Miami, Philadelphia Eagles, Patriots, Washington Redskins, Seattle Seahawks, Chargers. I've talked to Jacksonville. I mean, just there's a lot of teams out there that I've talked to. So,
that's cool stuff. I know you don't want to big time the situation, Keenan, but each time you get that phone call, is it just kind of weird? You like, you know, you look down, you answer the phone, and on the other side of it, it's New England Patriots. I mean, you just kind of hang up and just kind of pinch yourself.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, this is a childhood dream. I mean, before I even started playing football, I used to watch my dad. I remember he had a highlight tape of the NFL. It was like Country in the NFL or something, and it was hosted by Brooks and Dunn. And I used to watch this over and over, and I used to want to play football so bad. And, you know, I just always wanted to be a professional football player since I was little. And, I mean, just to think back when I was that young, I was maybe 6 and 7, and I wanted to play football. And to now where I'm at, and I'm actually getting called by these teams of these, you know, these great players that I watched in this highlight tape. And just these teams, period, that they're showing interest in even bringing me on. I mean, that's amazing. You know, it's a blessing in itself. And, you know, I thank God every day for it. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it's just surreal at times. And, yeah, I do have to, you know, realize that they're really calling me and they're really talking to me. You know, I mean, it's an honor.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And Keenan, I mean, there's a lot of guys might be listening to this show. We're going to listen to this show at a later time. But, I mean, you come out of Lindenwood, you end up going to the IFL. I mean, you obviously busted your rear to keep focused, to keep working as hard as you could. The Cowboys sign you. You're obviously getting interest from plenty of NFL teams. So, I mean, the interest is there because of what you're doing on the field. I mean, those guys that are kind of questioning, you know, themselves right now, I mean, what advice would you give those guys who might not be in a camp right now where they're looking at Arena League or IFL or the UFL that have kind of got their heads down wondering if they're ever going to make it? What could you say to those guys to keep them focused?
I mean, just honestly, keep the faith, man. I mean, this game is a hard game. You know what I mean? And you know, not every time I didn't, you know, I even felt in that same position at times. You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, but I've always found myself working from the bottom all the way to the top. So it's like keep the faith in yourself. Always work harder. I mean, know there's always another person who wants to do the same job as you. So always work yourself as much as you can. And you know what I mean? Make yourself the best player that you can be in order to succeed. You know, it might not be the best avenue at a certain time, but take every different avenue that you can to make it to where you want to make it. Because, I mean, nobody's too good for any avenue that they need to take in order to be successful. And I felt that, you know, I mean, just for example, like out of high school, I was getting recruited by Division I schools and, you know, I ended up taking a scholarship to Lindenwood. And, you know what I mean? Just because of the faith that I had, I felt that I could make it from anywhere. It didn't matter if I went to the biggest school or the smallest school in the U.S., that I would be able to be a professional athlete from wherever I came from. And, I mean, you just got to keep a mindset that you're going to make it regardless of your situation. I mean, I've not been through the best situations in my life, and yet here I am now. So just, I mean, keep the faith and, you know, keep the drive, and just if it's your dream and if you feel that you can make it, that's all that you need to be able to be successful. Just to have faith in yourself.
And your agent Trent Ellis, I mean, how important, how has he kind of kept you focused, and how important has he been in this process as you guys go through this together?
Oh, he's been very important. He helped me. Out of college, you know, he helped me get to the IFL. You know, he talked to the coach, and the coach automatically wanted to sign me. And I mean, Trent, he's a good guy. He calls me, he checks up on me, he makes sure that I'm doing what I need to be doing. I mean, he's kind of like, you know, kind of like a dad in the process of everything. I mean, just to be honest, you know, he's a good guy, and you know, that's the type of guy that you want on your corner for you. You want a guy that will be there for you and just to stay on you and to make things happen and, you know, help you out in the best way that he can. I mean, he has the best interest out for his players, and he's a great guy.
Excellent. Once again, Keenan Mace, the Allen Wranglers ex-Dallas Cowboy. He was in camp, but obviously due to college eligibility, he was placed out of camp. And this Wednesday, August 17th, he's going to be in the NFL supplemental draft in 2011. Are you nervous, Keenan? I mean, are you anxious for Wednesday? Or are you kind of, you know, okay, I'm just going to wait for it to come? I mean, how, you know, what's the mindset, you know, 36 hours from now when you wake up Wednesday morning?
Once again, like, it's like getting that first call. You know, I know it's going to be an emotional experience. You know what I mean? When the Cowboys called me, you know, I kind of broke down. Like, I felt like, you know, God truly blessed me, and it was just, you know, it was unreal. So, I mean, I know that I've already been in this before, being signed, but just, you know, being placed out of that and not knowing what's going to happen with your situation, like, I didn't know if I was going to be able to be entered into the supplemental draft. So it's just like going through the same process again. And, you know, just being able to be in the supplemental draft is a blessing. And, you know, being picked up in this draft will be even bigger blessing. And, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, after everything's said and done, I'm just going to have to realize that this is really real again. So.
It's pretty cool stuff, ain't it? I mean, knowing that, you know, you're in the draft and that many teams are showing interest. Do you think a team's going to use a pick on you?
I would sure hope so. I mean, but that's not
yeah,
even
I mean,
a, my,
you don't
my, my
know.
Biggest
I mean,
thing.
You hope they do. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, you know, it's not my number one priority. What this does is, even if they don't use a pick on me, it allows me to be a free agent. It allows me to be with somebody's team and to get signed by someone. And, you know, that's all I need is just that opportunity. So, I mean, the supplemental draft, whether I get drafted or not, is just a great opportunity for myself and for my family.
Definitely. And, I mean, who will be the first person you call, just hypothetically on a whim, you know, say such and such scheme calls you on Wednesday. When you hang up, who's that first person you're going to call to?
It's definitely going to be my mom. It's going to be my real mom, and it's going to be my foster mom.
Ha ha. And and are you home? Are you able to? Are you actually, you know, with your foster mom or your real mom?
No, not right now, sir. Both of them are back in Missouri, where I'm from, in St. Louis.
Okay.
I'm in Dallas, Texas, right now.
Okay, I just was curious. I didn't know if you were going to be able to get one of your favorite meals cooked by one of your moms there and kind of celebrate with some family. So you'll kind of be solo down in Texas when you get that call.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Well, hey, Keenan, we appreciate you taking some time. I can't wait to find out where you land. And interesting story, like I said. Anyone listening, if you caught the show late, go to www.nfldraftbible.com, and you can listen to the show in its entirety and find out how this process led him to the supplemental draft. You can also follow him on Twitter at Keenan Mace. That's KeenanMace. That's at your Twitter account, and fans can follow you out there and find out what's up with you and where you're headed. Again, we appreciate you taking some time. Best of luck Wednesday. I'm sure I'll probably be texting you just to find out, you know, the latest before anybody else gets to find out when that call comes. But, hey, Keenan, we appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck moving forward, my man.
All right, thanks for having me, and I appreciate all the fans listening out there. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Keenan Mace. Interesting story. He played with the Island Wranglers out of the IFL. Very intense young man. Brings a lot, like he said, quick off the ball. And the Cowboys had him in camp, so you know he has that NFL pedigree. Teams are definitely interested in him, and he's a guy that you're definitely going to, you know, want to pay attention to Wednesday. This is going to be a guy that might be playing for your team. He's had contact with basically every team out there. So if you're a Browns fan, he could be in Cleveland. If you're a Saints fan, he could be in New Orleans. If you're a Seattle fan, he could be heading out west, and he could be lining up next to those guys in Seattle. So once again, best of luck to Keenan Mace. If you want to follow on Twitter, follow me at Keenan Mace. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. You can also follow me on Twitter at Beau Marchand as well, and you can follow the NFL Draft Bible on Twitter. As always, we appreciate you taking some time and listening to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.